everybody, and welcome back to Rise of the Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kara.
And I don't have a joke this time. I'm Brownie.
Well, that is a joke in and of itself. Right?
Only if you're a repeat watcher.
That's true. Otherwise, no one would know what you're talking about. Yeah. So lots of fun stuff. We made a big announcement last week. Kara's got an awesome shirt this week.
That's such a great announcement that Kara's got an awesome shirt.
Well, it just relates to last week's episode. But Kara, it's her birthday as of this airing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This happy birthday today, Kara.
Woo, Kara. Yay.
How's it feel to be 40?
No, 29.
Hey, this what 40 looks like.
I've learned quickly that you're never supposed to call a woman older than 29. So when they hit their 29th birthday, it's just 29, 29, 29,
exactly.
29.
I'll just be 29 for, you know, ever.
So Kara's 29.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
What are you going to do next year when you turn 29?
Celebrate. Drink. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Can't do any partying right now.
No. Virgin margaritas for this girl.
Right. And she's even cut back on caffeine, which we've probably talked about.
It's a difficult life.
But, all right, video games and the Star Wars.
Wait, we need to talk about, like, the email and stuff.
Oh, okay, all
right. Right? I mean, it's just smart.
Yeah, let's hop into it.
Yeah.
Okay, did you know that we have an email address now? Contact at RiseOfThePodcast.
We've entered the 2000s.
.com. You can email us, and we are going to have listener mail added to the podcast where we will talk about whatever you send us. You can tell us a story. We'll talk about it. You can ask us a question. We'll answer it. You can
at least we'll attempt to answer.
Send me a math equation and I'll try to solve it.
Ew. Yeah,
compliment Jeremy and we'll censor it and never
I'll print it out and put it on my wall.
We should do a roast me with Jeremy.
That would be pretty fun.
That sounds like a live stream thing.
But yeah, no, it's just like we like doing this, but we also know that like you guys want to get some like bonus value out of it. And like interaction's always awesome. We want to know what you guys think about like the various things that we bring up or want to see what type of content you guys want us to make. So the best way to do that, email us at contact@riseofthepodcast.com.
That's right. It's up. I check it a lot. And Chris even's like, hey, did we get an email? Refresh? Nope. No email.
Poor Jerry.
I was hoping we would have gotten at least one. We posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/riseofthepodcast. And, like, you know, some people liked it. I get that it's not, like, a meme or anything interesting.
We
but,
should
like,
turn it into a meme. Just, like, something.
Forever Alone. That's the email is Forever Alone. But
I'm thinking the Drake meme where it's like, email at Rise the Podcast.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Dank memes.
That's, right? There you go. Yes. People would like that.
My next thing I was going to do was reach out to our top fans on Facebook and just let them know that we care about them, but they should send us an email.
Yeah, it's like, right? it's now a burden to be a top fan. You must do...
Funny story, though, then. So when you email us on Rise of the Podcast, because it just goes to the three of us in general, we just do a little thing where we'll put, like, the response and then Jeremy or Brownie or Kara when you reply to a thing. A woman did send us on Facebook what I would be the equivalent of listener mail is her son watching Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
That little video.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that for just a quick second. So it was his reaction. The mother was filming the reaction. And how old was he, Chris? Can you remember? He's pretty young.
But looking at the picture, so Chris is looking it up. Like 4 or 5, maybe.
I want to say he was 5. But he was watching Empire Strikes Back. And the reaction of when, was it when Lando betrayed everyone? Like when Vader is in the, when they open the doors and, yeah, in Cloud City. And the little guy is upset.
Yeah.
There's genuine concern.
He is feeling majorly betrayed. And it was the cutest little video. So we did get listener mail, just not to our official, like, contact email.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, like, and at this point, like, we'll forgive you if you just want to hit us up on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, you can send us a message, too.
But it feels more like, accomplished to us if you actually send us an email.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so it was from Ashley Twigg. And he is, where is he say? Oh my goodness. My son watching Empire when he was 2.
When he was 2.
And like the face, like this face is like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
The
it's...
cave, it's when Luke encounters Vader in the cave.
Got
Dagobah.
It. Yeah. Got it.
So yeah.
I've
super
heard,
adorable.
I've heard a lot of people question. How young is 2, or like, when should you introduce your kids to like Star Wars? There you have your answer. Well, I told Jeremy, I was like, when Kid comes out, Star Wars is going to be playing on the TV. And Lord of the Rings. We'll have two TVs in there. Lord of the Rings on one, Star Wars.
Yeah, we're going to have those
eye things just like, yeah.
Poor child.
Our kid's going to be a nerd. It's fine. It's fine.
It's forced on there. But yeah, so we have a contact email now. You can send us an email. That'd be awesome. I will read, if you give me permission to read the email, I will read the email.
Oh yeah, sorry, Ashley, if you don't give us permission to talk about it. I feel like that's like
oh well.
Yeah, oops, sorry.
I think she said, we can double check. I think she posted it to Instagram. So if it's on the gram, it's out there.
It's free. It's free to.
It's free and clear.
Yeah, we're good.
What other topic do we have? Any other thing before I get to
that? Yeah, it's on Instagram.
Oh yeah, we're good.
Thank you, Ashley. Either way.
No, that was awesome. It was really cool. It was really fun to see that excitement. And when we started doing Star Wars Every Days, that was kind of a thing I wanted to try to get to, was be able to have listeners send in stories and we can turn them into a Star Wars Every Day style video. Because yeah. I really liked those. We have a teleprompter in the corner now, old cranky, that
we just collected dust. Hasn't been used in a minute.
Hasn't been used. COVID really threw off our schedule.
It just blew up everything.
It just demolished it. It blew up everything, like everything everywhere. Totally did. But all right, so you know how to get a hold of us. Now you can tell us your thoughts on the announcement, the thing I just want to talk about. I'm super excited because of Star Wars Squadrons. So Battlefront 2 is... There's an old Battlefront 2 and a new Battlefront 2. The new one's come a long way since it's released.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was mad about microtransactions and everything. But regardless...
Nobody likes microtransactions.
That game did flying correctly. It is just amazing. Hey, I don't like macaroons, and I don't get mad at people who like macaroons.
You don't like macaroons?
I don't know. They just, it's a lot of hype for
Jeremy likes everything. Don't worry about it.
I don't think I've come across a food that Jeremy does not like.
Brussels sprouts.
Okay, well, besides Brussels
sprouts. Everyone doesn't like Brussels sprouts.
Okay, funny thing. I am the only one at my work that does not like Brussels sprouts.
You're with a bunch of weirdos.
Seriously, they're all like, oh, Brussels sprouts are so good. I'm like...
I guess if you decide to stick your hands inside of mouths for a living, you can like Brussels sprouts and it won't be weird. Yeah.
I stick my hands in mouths and I don't...
I'm just saying, like...
That's acceptable in their career field.
No, like, I don't get excited about flying games.
I don't either.
Like, so
I'll have fun playing one. I'm not going to say that they're bad games.
Right.
It's just not what I'm lining up around the block for. It's just because... I find them to be too difficult for the reward you get out of them.
Right. Well, see, okay, so there's a wide variety of stuff. Now I'm just, my brain is full of just like, brrr. All right, so we have one end of the spectrum, which is like arcade-y style flight games, which is where I'm at. And I'll get specifically to it because it's just Star Wars related. But you go the other way and you got people like Gus Cirola from Rooster Teeth, who gets like full-blown flight simulators. And his enjoyment is like taking off and then doing nothing for 3 hours while the plane just flies from whatever the destination. And he's just like,
what?
Sits in the chair. People love it.
Yep.
People honestly love flight simulators.
If I had a full flight simulator set up,
So you're just not on the arcade side of it, but Chris was like, hello, this is your captain's... Hello, this is Brownie. Here's my joke for the flight. Yeah. You crack your joke. It's a balmy 68 degrees outside. We are approaching the landing strip, and we enjoy airtime with Brownie. And then you're like, you grab the things, and you did the joystick, and you hit it in, you hit autopilot.
There's something about meticulous procedural operation that I find satisfying.
Routine, right? Just straight up, like... You got a checklist. Pilots have checklists. They can't fly without their checklist. Pilots are just input-output people. That's all they are. It's like, what do I do? Let's check the checklist. Like, they have to go out by the book for everything they do. Everything's procedural.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. I mean, yeah, okay, so you're going to have, like, intuition that takes over in certain circumstances.
Yeah, no, you're making a generalization. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
exactly. So... It, you know, people love that stuff. And so he's just, you know, sets, and then the plane flies for 3 hours. He just sits back pretending he's the pilot. And then just...
Has a laptop with Netflix open next
to it. Right? And then, you know, they go to land. I mean, I've heard that, like, from 500 feet, they can activate autopilot. And then they just, like, the plane can even land itself. But they just choose to take over to land the plane. So you really don't need, you know, pilots anymore. The plane does most of it itself.
Well, so if their landing procedure for the plane is anything like the landing procedure for our drone at work, I would never trust it.
Oh, yeah, that's a funny story.
This freaking drone... Okay, so I'm just going to break before we get back to your thing. So we have this drone at work that I've already just thrown under the bus about 1,000 times. And I was on flying it the other day, and it has a thing where you hover into a safe position.
I'm going to mimic your hands here or whatever so people can get it. Oh, yeah. So you get the hover.
So, and it's, I usually bring it to about 10 feet, okay. Right? So it's like, it's not super high, whatever. And then if you press and hold a button, it'll initiate a landing sequence, and then it starts coming down. And then eventually it'll contact the earth, and then the blades will turn off, right? There's two problems with this. Thing one is there's no easy override for it.
Right.
Right. So if it's coming down weird, you can grab the sticks and try and do something, but it's still in like auto mode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Mavic's the same way.
So it's going to do what it thinks is right with your inputs.
Yep.
So you can't really do anything about it. Thing two is it comes down too fast. So if you're taking off from asphalt and it's going to land, it like skips a little bit, right? So here's the problem. If you have any type of crosswind at all when it's coming down, when it hits and skips, because exactly, because it's in just auto descend mode, it's just powering down the rotors. It's not trying to stabilize itself anymore. Right. So if it bounces a little bit, all of a sudden it's out of alignment and it just pulls itself over. And then it just starts spinning upside down.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was flying with a client and I'm bringing the thing down. I hit the land thing and there's swirling winds, which is why I'm landing. Because I just couldn't get the shot.
Yeah.
And it starts coming down, and I could tell at about 5 feet that it was going over, and there's nothing I could do, so I'm just sitting there with my arms crossed watching this thing, just, like, with the maddest expression on my face as it just turns upside down and starts, like, blasting itself into pieces.
So well, it's got to be a little bit embarrassing, especially in front of a client.
Yeah, well, so because it's happened to me so many times, I'm beyond the embarrassed stage and just at the disappointed in my equipment stage.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Extremely.
When we were talking about it, I do think that programming on that drone, I think it does shut off its flight stabilization. Mm-hmm. I totally think it does, for sure.
Yeah, because it's trying to minimize processes to get it, yeah.
It just gets it down, because like... The Mavic, so Mavic's the same way. You initiate the landing sequence, and to override, you have to press a stick or do something. It just doesn't override it. You have to swipe cancel. Yep. So you have to do two things. And it, like, they're not fluent. Like, you're on the sticks, and then you have to hit a different part of the controller. And you're talking about you've got, like, less than seconds to fix this.
Yep.
You know, so you're going to be like, and then go back to getting in control again. It's not like you can fly with your finger at the, like, cancel and then send it back up again or something. But the Mavic's landing, the stable is, it's like, landing completely fine.
Well, and this is another thing that blows my mind about the work drone thing. It's like, even when it's like in hover mode and it's just like trying to keep its position, it has probably a 10-foot radius where it considers that to be okay.
That's insane.
So it's like, it'll sit there and it'll just kind of do like small, like mini, like orbits around where it thinks. And it might just be because it's a really old drone and that was like good enough for the day.
Right.
But it's just like, so then when you get into an environment where like you can't have that level of tolerance.
Right.
You know, it's like, right. So it's, I'm like, I was trying to get the shot and I'm like, the drone's moving and I'm not trying to move the drone. I was like trying to keep everybody aware. It's like, the drone is correcting itself in a direction I'm not trying to correct it. I'm going to try and keep it away from you, but be ready.
Right.
If this thing just decides to go somewhere on its own. So I'm like... fighting against this swirling wind and trying to bring it down. It sounds way more exciting than it actually was. It's just me being annoyed at how crappy this drone is.
I just love it. You ever said, like, my favorite video is the washing machine out of balance. Like, somebody throws a brick into it. And it just
wasn't
shakes
that a Mark
itself
Robert
apart.
Video?
There's 10 people. I mean, anybody with a broken washing machine will do it.
Yeah.
I saw some people in, like, Russia do it in 1999 when the internet was coming out. You know, they threw the thing in there, and it bounced all over the place and fell apart. And somebody edited
America's
in Real Life Doodle subreddit. People do.
Oh, yeah.
And then the googly eyes on the thing, and it comes apart. I just imagine. That's what that thing is. It's like looking at you like it's like, I'm going to do it. And then as soon as it gets, there's that point when you know something's going to happen and you can't hit the brakes anymore.
Yep.
I've had it in multiple different experiences. And it's like, as soon as it's like that, it's going to go, and then just bounce around because the motors are still going to spin.
Yep. And that's the thing. It doesn't understand that it's upside down.
Right.
Whatever is inside it that helps it gyroscopically decide to stabilize itself does not know when it's upside down.
Right.
So it's just sitting there skipping upside down across the pavement.
So it just reminds me, like, it looks like a probably like a washing machine out of
it's like so it's simultaneously like hilarious and terrifying because like these things are spinning really fast, like throwing like rocks and stuff at you,
right?
And no. you have to go over and pick it up where right. all the blades are going, and then as you're turning it right side over, it re-triggers the thing to be like, oh, I shouldn't be upside down, and then the rotors will turn off.
That's
oh
ridiculous.
My gosh! So I yeah, feel like, that's dangerous. Like
it's crazy dangerous. So it's like I land the thing that's spinning around, and I'm all frustrated. So I just like walk over, and like frickin' thing.
Chris is gonna be like,
I think that's when people drone. Realized that like it wasn't my fault because I was mad at the thing, and I just like run over the spinning blades of death and just like.
You need to get those chainmail gloves. That when I worked at Wendy's, we had chainmail gloves.
Ones.
We never used them, but you know.
Right, when you're cutting.
Yeah, when you're cutting things.
Yeah.
Hence the finger in the chilling.
Oh!
I've got all my fingers, thank you very much.
I thought you were the Duke from Princess Bride.
Right.
Six fingers.
Yeah.
Just to give him a shout out, which we have to get him back on here. I saw, so Justin's a big fan of ours, and we're a big fan of Justin. So why not throw a plug out there for Justin? Yep. A, he got engaged, which was awesome. And
he
B,
got engaged.
Engaged. Right? I was just telling Kara about that on the way down there, and then I didn't even notice it was Photoshopped. He could have.
I didn't either.
I feel like. Like, he could have kept, like, fine, keep your secrets. Like, he never had to tell us, and we would have never known. But,
once he showed it, it seemed super obvious.
I know!
And I was
I know.
I got tricked by bad Photoshop.
I know.
Those letters had to be pretty easy to Photoshop.
Well, you see, so if there was a D in the shot somewhere,
yeah,
it would have been really easy. Mm-hmm. He could have just separated the D and brought it up there. I was looking at the G. Like, I was thinking of how I would have done it. I'm like, could I have used part of the G and then mimicked it a little bit? I could have. But just throwing a D is probably way quicker right back in there, you know.
When we did our announcement, our pregnancy announcement, I had Jeremy
That's
double
what he should
check
have did.
Everything like five times.
He could have just went to our picture and stole the D from Padawan.
Yeah, right?
I don't think he put that much effort in. It's just easier to type a D in Arial fonts.
I know, and just send it in there. But I just saw that he posted to Cinephile that so Stella, his fiancée she's never seen any of the Marvel movies. So they're going to do
they started the series last week where they're going to progress through watching each of the Marvel films. And in exchange, he has to watch 23 films of
her choice.
I made Jeremy watch Ever After the other night.
I know.
It's a good movie.
How many times can you tell the Cinderella story?
Three.
Apparently. Ever After, Walt Disney, and... There's
the
been
original?
How many Cinderellas have there been?
But Ever After is like its own take. It's like a real life version.
The only
of it.
Saving grace of that movie was it had Leonardo da Vinci in it. Not
da Vinci's friggin' hilarious in it.
He was funny.
Interesting.
He's funny.
When I think of the era that Cinderella takes place, I think that's like way pre da Vinci. I think like I'm thinking like 600-700s.
Right.
You know, Da Vinci was like the 15, 14, 15, somewhere in there. 16s.
And that's where this one takes place.
So,
no, that's maybe because I almost said Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
I just read a funny thing that James Cameron came out and said that Matthew McConaughey was going to get the role. But when Leonardo DiCaprio showed up to audition, that every woman in the building came down to watch his audition.
Yeah.
And so he figured if this guy's this poppy with the ladies, he might want to make him the lead. So that's
why for Titanic.
Yeah, Titanic. Okay. Yeah.
Have you guys have seen speaking of DiCaprio and Da Vinci, you've seen the meme where this woman took pictures. She posted on Twitter and she took pictures of a sunset and it's beautiful and she's like, "Oh, my camera took such good pictures of the sunset. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio could have been, it could be a Leonardo DiCaprio painting." And somebody responded below and they said, "Not to be confused with the award-winning Leonardo da Vinci."
Yeah.
Oh, right. Who is famous for like the Mona Lisa. And
I mean, he was way ahead of his time.
He did
like helicopters,
the,
airplanes.
He did
the man one,
right?
Yeah, the Vitruvian Man. Yeah.
Da Vinci, he's like my favorite artist. Like,
well, he's
love
from
that
he's the idiot of that planet on Futurama.
Yes, he is. I love that.
There's a joke in Ever After where they're like, "Oh, I was expecting Michelangelo," and he's like, "Oh, he's too busy painting roofs."
He was like, no, he said he's stuck underneath the ceiling in Rome or something like that. Yeah.
It was a funny joke.
I like that. Good old Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
I have seen that in person.
Never gets old.
Is it impressive or is it
it
like
is,
meh?
I almost cried walking into the Sistine Chapel. I was like,
"Are they cutting onions?"
right. They don't let you take pictures at all. They don't want the flash to ruin anything. So you just don't take pictures.
It's just so funny because it's like there was a period in photography when people were using like at home film cameras. Flash went off basically every photo. Mm-hmm. Every photo, the flash would go off. And it's just funny because it's like if I were to go in there and photograph it, I would just get a tripod, low shutter speed, you know, right. Let it just send it because it's not a, it's a static object, you know, no flash required.
I went there 7 years ago, so
I'm still sure they probably have no flash.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. Well, they
it's
want
the same
the
thing
merch.
Like when you fly the drone and people harass you. It's like people are just like, oh, no flash photography. It's like, what century do you live in?
Well,
yeah.
Here's the thing: your average tourist probably uses flash photography.
Well, even though they use their phone,
right, you're right, yeah.
And then. I can't believe to tell, like, the other thing that cracks when we talk about auto, people even use their phone, and then the flash will try to go off, so they get mad, and they're like, no flash, and it's like, if your phone needs flash, your picture's not going to turn out.
Yeah.
And they're just like, nope, and they take it, and it's noise city.
So, funny enough, I was watching a documentary about, there's a series of documentaries put out with the NFL Network. About each year's like Super Bowl champion, so it's called America's Game, and then it'll be about you know like the 1996 Green Bay.
So it'll be about Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady, yeah. Tom Brady. That's why
there's a lot of New England Patriots fans, to be sure. But the point is like when it, like up until like the mid 2000s, whenever they'd show like the super slow mo of the lead up to the kickoff, there's all these like flashes going off, and that doesn't happen anymore.
No,
that's true.
It's like something like one of the most like awesome looking sights you can see in sports just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, all the flashes.
Now that you mention it,
Do they point that out in the documentary, or is that something you
noticed? No, it's just something I noticed. It's
that's
like,
a
yeah,
cool
just
thing
never
to
seen anything
you
like
could
that
make
anymore.
A
do
video
you,
about
do
that.
Did you notice like when it started to?
No, well,
I'm sure you could go back and find it.
Well, it's just like with the advent of cell phones. So the thing is, like, it's kind of where I first actually noticed it. Is when I'd watch like concert movies. It was like Queen live in concert, or whatever.
Right.
You inevitably get to the point where people have their lighters out doing whatever. Well, you can't take a lighter into public anymore, basically.
Right.
And now it's always people's cell phones.
Right.
People will turn their cell phone light on like their lighter or whatever.
Right. And there was like, even a lighter app.
Yeah. And I was like, and I saw that. And I was like, huh, interesting. Then that made me think it's like cell phones replace like a lot of things when it comes to like live events stuff. And it's like. Nobody's going to take the time to be like, I'm going to put my phone on a flashlight. So the opening kickoff of the Super Bowl, it looks like blah, blah, blah. No one's going to do that.
Right.
You know, and it's like, and if you're recording video, like you're, that's not going to turn the light on.
Right.
You know, so it's just like, the stands are just like, meh.
Yep.
I'm sure I could go back and just like find like where it happened. I would guess that it's going to be somewhere between like 2007 and 2011 where.
Yeah. You'll probably just start to see a slow drop off in that period until.
That's a fun thing to think about.
So, interesting.
Now that we've completely taken 10 minutes from Jeremy's story,
right.
Let's bring it back.
Fly back to Squadron.
Yep. Okay. So, not trying to.
So, there's two sides of the spectrum when it comes to flying. There's flight sims and there's arcade style. And there's. So Squadrons was announced. It's made by EA, which everyone hates EA, but whatever. They did flying well in Battlefront 2. Flying is really fun. You can do cockpit view or you can do outside view. Both are fun to me. I can't like play competitively inside the ship, but I can hop in there for a real experience. It's confirmed. It's VR compatible. So I am staring down the barrel of a Star Wars VR capable flight simulator, more or less. It's the closest I'm going to get to being
my
like in a starship.
My only problem with the VR, like you're going to be moving around so much. It's like playing the roller coaster VR.
There's a
like,
difference.
Not really.
There's
you're
a difference.
You're moving around. You're like, I feel like it's sick.
Games where you're supposed to motion, like walk somewhere, like Skyrim or any of those types of games, they have you jump for a reason because the walking doesn't feel unnatural. Flying, it feels a little bit different because you're like in a seated position to begin with. So you don't feel like you should be moving, but you're seated and moving.
But
I can
like
handle
when
flying
you're like
VR.
Going sideways and stuff, and you know, don't you think you'd.
That'll be interesting to see whether or not there is an effect for that.
You know, I think it'll be all right.
Jeremy's
I think I can do it.
Rig up some sort of thing where, like, if he.
You get like a massage chair that, like, responds
right?
to the.
Right.
He'll go and steal, you know, like the little spaceship machines you can ride when as a kid.
Yeah, we'll put a quarter in.
Right? Jeremy will go
and steal. Carol, put another quarter in. Experience some turbulence. But so it's just going to be fun. There's ship customization, so you can like custom paint your TIE fighter. You can custom to do the interior, do your weapon loadouts. It's just going to be really fun. And it's 50% Empire, 50% Rebel. So it's the good generation. It's the good ships. It's like, it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited.
I told Jeremy I would try it because we get it for Xbox. And so with Xbox, we can share it between the systems.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I thought was cool was when we were watching the extended trailer.
Yeah.
Hera Syndulla makes an appearance.
And again,
from Rebels.
I've talked about, again, Star Wars is like, I love the interconnectedness of the characters making their cameos and appearances. So it's like you're probably going to learn a little bit more like Rebels lore that you wouldn't get unless you played the game. So
and
it all adds to
and
the
like
larger
on
collective.
The Rebels side, you can choose to play as one of Poe's parents, I believe. Poe Dameron's parents. Yeah. Because they, you know, they were Rebel pilots and he was raised as a Rebel, became a spice smuggler. Or was it spice?
Yep.
And then ended up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I want to say this definitively now. I've dug around so much on freaking Star Wars Wikipedia or whatever it is,
right.
Wikipedia. So there, spice can refer to two different things: illicit
yes.
drugs or actual freaking spices.
Spice. Right.
And everyone's like, "Was like, whenever you say spice, it means drugs or whatever." Like it could, like I just want to say, like definitively, it can mean two things.
Right. It's kind of like Coke. In the South, like how you ask for a Coke, like what kind?
Yeah.
You ask for spice. You can be talking about normal spice
yeah.
or spice.
So. I thought you were referring to like Coca-Cola or cocaine.
Yeah, there is that
no.
too. But yeah,
like
it's
Coke
like,
or Sprite.
Yeah, it's like what kind of Coke do you want with your lunch or whatever. Right. It's like, oh yeah, I want a, you know, Mr. Pibb.
Right.
Yeah, so.
But anyway, so anyway, the trailer came out and then the launch trailer came out. Another big, like, so anyways, I'm super excited about it.
When is that release?
October 2nd.
And when does the new Xbox release?
In November or December.
Oh, I you know. Oh.
Well, so on a different note, Cyberpunk got delayed again, and so The Witcher is a very popular video game. I love medieval setting. It's like better than Game of Thrones for immersiveness in like that environment. The maps are
Witcher.
Huge, and Witcher beautiful looking environments. You go from like. Classic medieval dark ages mm-hmm. castles and towns and everything to you get on a boat, you go to like a Viking era Skellige islands where it's just beautiful. The map is spread out amongst all these islands and they're all massive. There's giants and like monsters galore, all unique takes on all these classic monsters. Amazing game. So their next one coming out is called Cyberpunk. It's a future game.
2022 is or
well no it's Cyberpunk 2088.
You're saying the same publisher is releasing a new...
Yes.
Okay.
CD, as in Charlie Delta Project Red. And then if you say it fast, now it reminds me of like...
And Project
CD.
Has a K instead of a C, doesn't
yeah.
it?
CD yeah. Project Red. So it makes me like, wait a minute. Like, they're CD? Like, they're... It's like, is that what they're going for in their name? Is it a play on words? CD. Like, ooh.
Or maybe it's just compact disc.
Right. Project Red. So they delayed their game again. It was supposed to come out in February of this mm-hmm. year. Then they delayed it to September. And now they're delaying it till November. So
I am looking forward to that.
What's cool is if you buy it on Xbox One or PS4, Chris, they just give you the license for PS5 and Xbox One.
Nice. Must be digital only then, I'm guessing, for that part.
Probably, yeah. Even if you buy it, I don't know how it works with the disc. That's what's interesting, too, is the PS5 is coming out with a cheaper version that's no disc drive at all. You can get it cheaper.
Yeah,
just
it's all
so it's
digital.
Download only.
Jeremy told me today he's going to buy me a PS5.
Yeah, because I got busted. So we have two PlayStation 4s, okay? Mm-hmm.
One he's borrowed out to one of his friends.
To Derek.
And then today, at my birthday party, he was like, oh, Kara, David and Jared are stopping over. I was like, why? He was like, well, they're going to be borrowing the PlayStation 4. And I was like, yours? And he was like, well.
No, mine's with Derek. I've got two PS4s. Not one is in my house right now. I'm just borrowing them out to people.
So David came over, and when he was holding it, I was like, you better take care of that. So Jeremy was like, I'll buy you a PS5, Kara. I was like, dang,
what,
right, you're going to buy
what
a PS5.
What are they borrowing it for?
Last of Us 2. So Last of Us, a really popular zombie
That's
survival
been super
game.
Hyped. Gabriel Rivera.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He's
been a very active commenter on our first live stream there.
He
runs the Latin gaming channel.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right.
He's been posting a lot about that.
How
on
excited
his,
he is.
On his Facebook page.
Did that just come out or something?
It just came out. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when our friend Jared, he's playing it, and so he's going to the... share it with David or something.
He's gonna give. So he owns Last of Us, the first one. So
oh,
he's
so David's
playing
gonna be playing
two,
the Last of Us one.
David's gonna play
gotcha.
The main one.
Okay.
And then
is that a multiplayer? Can you like online play or no?
I don't think so. I think it's a single player story only game.
Weren't they making a movie out of that or something?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Last of Us.
The big. I mean, that's a big PlayStation exclusives. You've got Uncharted, God Last of Us, God of War,
Horizon Zero Dawn, Horizon which they're Zero coming Dawn. Out with a new one.
Horizon One Dawn.
Yeah, right.
Horizon Forbidden Frontier or something.
You missed Chris' joke. Said a Zero Dawn, One Dawn. No Dawn.
You guys are so funny.
Horizon Twilight.
Oh my goodness. Anyway.
Wait.
Twilight I'm just jokes? Opposite of Dawn. I don't know.
It's like.
Well, apparently, it's like going to be a series, maybe now.
Of Last of Us.
Yeah, let me investigate it a little bit further.
Okay.
So anyway, so Jeremy's excited about flying games.
I'm just excited about that game. I'm gonna love. I know.
For sure. Like I said, I told him I would try it. The one thing I do like, so they do have a multiplayer, like PvP. You can choose to either play online.
No, it's better, Chris. It's PvE multiplayer.
Oh.
So it's like a raid almost. So you get a group. So it's your computer controlled characters versus, or your characters that are human controlled versus a CPU.
You can choose between playing against other people or playing against an AI.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like as much I knock PvP a lot, the people that get enjoyment from it, I don't want to take away from what they enjoy doing. Right. I'm just not going to be participating in it.
Right. The one where you're playing against the computer. I'll do that. But when I'm playing against somebody else,
I can only deal with so many salty 11-year-olds wrecking my day.
Right, that's exactly it. It's like, dude.
It's like, you shouldn't even be allowed to play this. Go and play, like...
Go play Minecraft.
Yeah. To me, the best multiplayer experience is always when a game comes out because it's a clean slate. There's no meta at that point.
Right.
Everybody's trying it out, so you get just a wide variety of real, like, skills and levels and differences, and everyone's like... There hasn't been time for people to coordinate like top tier MLG people do. But besides that, like you hop into matchmaking, you get a pretty good experience. I hopped on to Halo.
I was going to say, guess what Jeremy's been playing lately?
Halo's Master Chief Edition, just to get some good old, Halo 2 going on.
Halo 2, yeah.
You can set your matchmaking to Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3. We can all of it. So I was like, just give me just Halo 2, please. I hopped on at Halo 2. And like the first game or two, I had a blast. There was one game where it limited it to just snipers. I couldn't even spawn. It would be like, headshot dead, headshot dead, headshot dead. I'm like...
It's just bad spawn points at that point. Like, it's like,
what's
super
wrong
annoying.
With like people playing this game right now?
Well, like, it's like, there's ways you can force your spawn points. So it's like, once your team actually sets up, they know exactly where to stand to set to put people in certain spots so that you can just be like you said, every time someone spawns in, they're instantly dead.
So the one thing I liked about Destiny is I feel like I never had a bad spawn point when playing Destiny.
Oh, they happened. They have. You just
very
don't remember.
Rare. It was very rare.
You spawn in and then somebody Nova bombs you or uses their super or...
Again, it was very rare for that to happen. More often than not, you had a good spawn point. Because they didn't try to spawn you next to an enemy. And like if the enemy had taken over the point where you were originally spawning, they would spawn you at a different point.
They'd put you at their spawn because they're usually not added at that point.
Yeah. So they were pretty good at trying to make sure you weren't spawning near an enemy.
There's a lot of technology between that and Halo 2.
There is.
So Last of Us is in the works at HBO from the Chernobyl creator, Craig
no
Mazin and Neil Druckmann.
I might watch that. They did a real good job
love
with Chernobyl.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good show.
So there's more details about it on the Hollywood Reporter. I'm not going to get into it too far because I don't understand any of the names in there because I never saw Chernobyl.
Right.
So. Speaking of HBO, we talked about this with my younger brother today. Did you ever watch Perry Mason? Like reruns of Perry Mason, the detective?
Lawyer, right?
Yeah, lawyer, detective guy, yeah. Their HBO is redoing it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
I used to watch it every once in a while on MeTV with my parents, because that's what we would watch.
Yeah, did HBO do something new? We back when we were talking about streaming services, we were talking about all the different options. So they had HBO Go, they had HBO Now, and now there's HBO Max.
Is that where you just get everything?
Like, I don't know. Well, Now is the one, if you don't have a subscription to HBO, you can just get. So that was like the one we would use.
Yeah, but then Go is one where if you have a cable subscription, it's just free.
Yep. And
you
be
able to
theirs.
Just watch it.
So that I kind of got, but I don't know what Max is, and it's just like I see nothing but ads for Max right now. And
I haven't seen any HBO Max ads.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're all over my Facebook.
Oh. You know what's all over my Facebook? Spice God.
From you searching Spice for Star Wars every day?
No. Just random, just freaking ad. So my sister has a YouTube channel called Stuff Lab.
Right.
YouTube.com/StuffLab. So she'll be like, hey, if you see any random, like, interesting things advertised on Facebook or whatever, like, send it to me and let me know, whatever, right? And so, it's just this random, like, seasoning company, right? But they're running so many freaking ads. So like, I saw one, I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. So I just used the snipping tool and just like grabbed a screenshot of it.
Right.
Of the ad, and I sent that to my sister. And then, like, I never clicked on it or interacted with it at all, other than, like, right. my screen was, like, paused there for, like, 40 seconds when I did the freaking grab, yeah. right? And then, it's like, every day I see a new ad. I have, like, 7 completely different, unique, sponsored, advertised Spice God promotion things that I've, like, clipped now. Jeez. And it's, like, almost like a game to see if I can find a new one every day. And it's, like, how much money are they spending on this? So then my sister reached out to him and be like, hey, it's, like, I'm interested in testing some of your stuff or whatever, you know. She's like, I don't have a huge channel, but it's like, this is the type of stuff that I do, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, we're so crazy busy right now. It's like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, you're spending $20 million on advertising.
Right, seriously.
No wonder you're busy. Slammed.
So say, you know what ads I've been getting?
Baby ads.
Yep, that's it. Pregnancy clothing, strollers, first year books, diapers, lots of diapers. That's all I've been getting.
I'm getting back relief, so that circle thing I was telling you about where you, like, roll on it, and then truffle hot sauce.
Truff is awesome.
Have you tried truff?
It's so freaking good.
What made you try it?
Gwen and Marty had it.
Oh,
wait, what is it?
Truff?
It's a hot sauce. It's truffle-infused hot sauce.
I love truffles.
And they, and Gwen and Marty are, again, my sister, are huge hot sauce fans. They have every possible hot sauce you can think of. And truff is, like, their, like, number one go-to.
Really? Because ads are impressive. They are really good. It looks like something Peter would shoot.
I think they had a...
Peter probably did.
They had, a limited edition one around, like, Christmas time last year that they got that was, like, 3 times the price or something, maybe. And they said it was really good.
Sounds like something Peter would also do with his company.
So...
Maybe it's secretly truffles. Peter's own company.
I forget. Yeah. Do you like mushrooms? And I know you don't like weird pizzas and food and stuff.
Yeah, no. It's like, and I understand that truffles are a mushroom or whatever, but it's like truffle oil. So it's like you don't get it. Yeah. Like with mushrooms, it's not the flavor. It's the consistency.
It's the texture.
I just like, I have a very like texture versus palate.
I was going to say, when I was in Rome, we stayed in the outside of City Center, and the street we were on had a pizza place, and they had a mashed potato truffle pizza. I would make that for you sometime if I knew you'd eat it. But what I do is I chop up mushrooms pretty fine. And then I, like, saute them in truffle oil.
Ooh.
So you were...
Sorry.
You guys were...
Kara needs a minute. Let's...
You were talking about texture and, like, in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's for the first time in my life, I've seen gory photos before.
Mm-hmm.
I have never read anything that was gory to the point I couldn't handle it. It happened to me today.
Really?
It happened to me today. And I wanted to tell you in the worst way.
Why didn't you?
I could tell it right now.
But it
might not be safe for the podcast.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's not inappropriate. It's just...
Was it like a depiction of a real thing? Or was it
was an absolutely depiction of a real event.
Okay.
And I read it today, and it was like, the second I started reading, and I was like, no, you couldn't have done that. No, you didn't. They did. Oh, please don't go into detail. And I was like reading it. I was like, oh, the detail. Ah.
So what did you read it on? Maybe we can just give people some clues if they want to find it on their own.
Reddit.
You read it on Reddit.
Is it Today I Effed Up?
Oh, okay.
By mistaking my tongue scraper for my razor blade.
Oh, no.
Okay, we don't need to describe that anymore.
All right. You seemed very interested until I told you what it was. And I said I couldn't read the detail anymore because of how detailed goes into. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I will leave it at that.
Yeah, so go to r/TIFU and search for that.
I mean, how would you deal with that? Like, you know,
20, over 20 stitches. Can't barely breathe. Can't talk. Geysers of blood everywhere.
Well, the plus side of this is allegedly because of like how important tongues are, they heal pretty quickly.
I hope pretty damn quick.
So, I wonder if that will like affect your taste buds.
That's what I was worried about because that's my number one fear. So the guy had OCD and he keeps everything a certain way in his thing, and so he was like running late for work, and he keeps this here and then this here, but like somebody switched it on him or something. So then like he just went out of reflex and just like went for it.
Well,
but
how it do goes you mistake into, your razor?
But no, it goes into detail about like what happened and like what it is like mind blowing.
But how do you?
So I'll say that like not that I thought about that specific circumstance, but like when it comes to like specialty tools and stuff, when, like for like oral hygiene, I just rely on my toothbrush. Like, yeah. I know that I can do a good enough job
right.
with my toothbrush. Like, I don't...
If we like, want to get gross, like, I only ever got a tongue scraper when I started dating Kara because I wanted to make sure that she was into hygiene. So I was like, better make sure my stuff's there. It's crazy what comes off on it. Like, it's simple. It's just a piece of metal with two rubber handles, and you just pull it on your tongue.
I have patients who...
I've always seen the ones that are, like, it's just, it's like a handle that comes up, and then it's, like, a hard-angle plastic with some, like, texture on it. To,
so the
it's
best,
more like a brush for your... It's more like a tongue brush than a tongue scraper.
The best thing you can use, it's the one we found was by Dr. Tongue, but it's got two rubber handles and then a metal bar.
It looks like the St. Louis Arch.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got like a thin metal bar that goes across it, and then you just like start at the back and scrape forward. It's not sharp.
No, it's not sharp. It's
probably
dull,
like
but it's...
1 or 2 millimeters thick.
Okay.
But yeah, you
so
just
it's
kind of
like braces wire.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, but then like
it's like a
wide.
Bar.
It's
looks
wide
like,
but
oh,
thin.
Okay.
You know.
I see.
So it's a strip of metal.
And if you literally grabbed the St. Louis Arch and went like this and pulled it down your tongue, that's what it looked like.
Yeah. And it does a really good job. I've had patients complain that they have bad breath, and I'm like, do you clean your tongue? And they're like, no. I'm like, try that and talk to me next time. You know?
Well, because I have some less than desirable habits, like I work really hard to make sure that I get like my mouth clean.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things where it's like I'm making sure. Like there's two spots I find in particular that make a big difference. And it's the tongue and then it's like the back. Yeah. Like the far
the
back
molars.
Parts, yeah, of the yep. of the mouth.
Like, you can floss. I know you said you don't floss, but you can floss behind your molars, and it actually helps quite a lot.
So yeah, it's just like I have a permanent lower retainer.
Those and are a pain in the butt.
And that's honestly the number one reason why I don't floss.
Do you have a chain that's each tooth?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever go to your dentist, see if they'll replace it with a wire that attaches canine to canine. That way, when you floss, you just have to stick it through one, and then you can just kind of slide along.
Yeah, get like the front five instead of yeah, because you get like these little flexible like base like sewing needle type things. Then you have to loop it through and do the thing. Then you have to pull it out and do the next one. It's like who could be bothered?
You can learn to be a seamstress and floss your teeth.
I'll tell you what: when people come in and they don't floss their lower retainers, it is a bloodbath when I get to flossing them because the gums are like. The gums are being irritated by the retainer. Mm-hmm. And then people aren't flossing it, which makes it worse. So when I try to get that bridge threader in there, I mean, they're just gushing blood. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
That's what happened to the guy who mistaked his tongue scraper.
Yeah, that's okay, so speaking
of
Reddit.
Did you find it?
No, I'm not. I'm not going on that. But one of the things that we want to start doing is...
How do you leave that? Yeah, that we're gonna try.
Well, so like because we're on Reddit, like there's we brought this up in a Star Wars Every Day kind of early on is r/Star Wars League. So we kind of want to do like sort of like the I don't know how we should sort it. I have it sorted by hot.
Go top for the week.
Top,
yeah,
top for the week. You can do top and then by the week. That way, we're always fresh for the past 7 days.
Okay, so we're r/Star Wars League top for the week. And, like, basically this, sometimes it's spoilers, sometimes it's speculation, sometimes it's, like, you know, people just being like, wouldn't it be cool if, or whatever. So it covers a lot of different stuff. We're just going to run over a couple of things on r/Star Wars Leaks and see if there's anything that interests us. So there's a screenshot from Hera in the Squadrons trailer.
Boom.
Talked about that, yo, because we good, yo.
So that's the top post apparently.
I'm excited about that. Like if you can play as Hera,
that's a big deal.
I will play the game if you can play as Hera. 100%.
See, like that is the power of Star Wars. If you've got a character that you love so much, you're willing to get through the gameplay just to be that character. That's
Harrison
cool.
Duel. Have you watched Rebels yet?
Chris has not. Yet.
Too busy watching other shows that have been disappointing to me.
Harrison Dula is awesome.
She's a
like,
great character.
Her dad served Cham.
Cham. You met him in the Clone Wars.
In the Ryloth.
He's the blue one. Cham is what they called him. Syndulla. Okay. That's Hera's dad.
Yep. So her dad served during the Clone Wars, and now she's serving during the Rebellion.
So, yeah, so that was the top one. Then the next one is Ewan McGregor has said the Disney Plus Obi-Wan Kenobi series will be using some of the same technology that the Mandalorian used. So the volume, that LED set space. That's pretty cool.
I am stoked for Kenobi. Like
Chris, that's what we need.
I would love one of those, dude. Yeah. Are you kidding me? That would be incredible.
Wait, the what?
For this talk project.
Well, so I want to talk about not the project itself, but... the idea of using LED panels to like project imagery and stuff.
Oh.
I randomly, like probably 6 or 8 months before The Mandalorian came out, I was actually was on YouTube and I fell down this hole about rear projection, because that's how a lot of stuff like that used to be done.
Right.
You'd have a screen and you'd actually project through the screen whatever background you wanted for your people in front of you, like your film or whatever. It was like a green screen technology has never been like the greatest or whatever. It was like one of the earlier compromises to get people into a place that they couldn't be.
Right.
And then, well, this guy was explaining it. He was talking about how, like, moving forward, people are going to start using LED technology to do these type of projections, because you can have, like, refresh sync with your cameras to make sure that you're not getting any, like, running lines and stuff like that. And I was like, it's like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And I never even thought, like, on the scale at which they do it for The Mandalorian. Right. But in terms of, like people are talking, it was like, you can replace, like, windows with these things, and someone could be looking out a window out of whatever thing that could be out there.
Some
you can
beautiful, replace whatever. Nice, just beach, tropical beach. Just
yeah, exactly. But then it's like, not even considering like upgrading to the scale of like a full set of those panels.
I want to talk about the window really quick. That was when Galaxy's Edge first came out, and I'm still under the impression that it's coming. There was supposed to be a hotel that the windows were all LED panels that when you were in the hotel, it made it look like you were going through space.
That's
so sweet. Like the thing would punch to hyperdrive every now and then, and it would be like blur by, and then it would slow down, and you could like look out and you'd see.
I remember them talking about the hotel.
It's still coming.
Is it?
Yes, they're still
advertising it. We're staying there, yo. We are staying there.
Yeah.
I don't care how much it is.
We'll have to sell all the equipment.
Sell our firstborn. Just kidding.
Yeah, worth it.
You're a true Star Wars fan.
You want to hear something? I was talking to somebody about this the other day. By the time we go to Celebration, we'll have had the tickets for a year before that kid is 2 years old.
Right. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Well, Jeremy, we were talking. We might be done having kids by the time Star Wars Celebration
comes
along.
The next one comes around.
Because we want two kids. And this comes in December. If we just, like, give it 6 months, go for another one. I mean, we could have, you know, a six-month-old by the time Star Wars Celebration rolls around again.
Yeah, but like, you guys bought the tickets a year before this child was a thing.
Yes, I know.
And there'll be two, basically, by the time Celebration happens.
That's why it was so devastating to have it be canceled. I understand it, but
when Celebration does happen, I've already thought of the costumes for our kids.
Well, obviously.
One will be Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
The other will be Morai, right, which is Ahsoka's owl pal. Nice. So when I'm dressed as Ahsoka, I will have Morai as well. And Jeremy can dress as the Mandalorian and have Baby Yoda.
For one of the days. I still want to go to a con as Rex.
Well, yeah, heck yeah, obviously. You got plenty of time now.
He's mad fly.
Dang right he is.
Let's see. So then the next highest post is the Squadrons promo was coming out.
Yeah.
Another person with another still from Hera in the Squadron trailer.
Hera's popular.
So that's a big deal. That is a big deal for this week. I'm not the only person who's excited, apparently.
People. All right, so do you guys know what Alphabet Squadron is?
Yes, I've read it. It's a good book.
Okay, so someone said, I'm pretty sure I just found the new Alphabet Squadron book early at Barnes & Noble.
What? That is the new one. Oh, my gosh.
I know where we're going after this.
Dang right we are.
So, so those are the top five posts in r/StarWarsLeaks of the last week. So
I thought that wasn't getting released until... Oh, maybe I think it's released next month.
Maybe we got swinging by Barnes and saying,
right. They're good books. Excited. Kara's read the first one.
The first one was good.
Yep.
Like, it took a second to get into it because... So, Alphabet Squadron is about, I believe it's five people, who... There's an A-wing, a Y-wing, an X-wing, a B-wing, and a U-wing? And, which is why they're called the Alphabet Squadron.
Okay.
But they're all from different squadrons that have been taken out by the Empire.
Oh, so these are the ragtag survivors.
Yep, okay. And so they end up getting thrown in, and Hera ends up being the general over them all.
Okay, cool.
And so, where was I going with this?
The new book came out?
The new book. Yeah, anyway, this is just the continuation of that. So anyway, it's really good. Really good, really good. I'm so excited.
So yeah,
oh, it's slow. That's right. Because you have to get to know all of these people. Like, they start each story, like, with the story of each individual person, and you're like, who are all these people? Because they kind of skip all over the place. And then finally, like, mid-book, it comes central, and it's like, here's our group.
Okay.
You know?
It's kind of nice. If you can tolerate it, it's kind of nice doing it that way, because then you care about all the characters when the stuff actually starts.
Right.
All on an individual basis.
Pregnancy brain, I was like, where was I going?
Yeah.
Yes.
So definitely some interesting Star Wars stuff happening this week.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can see why people are excited. And the same thing is on a different note. It's not Star Wars related at all. I'm excited for the next Paper Mario game. Whoop whoop.
Yeah.
I
was super appreciative of Nintendo not hyping it, because I can't handle, like, they announce it and then it comes out in July, so it's like a month and a half away.
So it's coming out next month?
Yeah.
What?
That's why I'm excited.
So the Paper Mario series is like an RPG style, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so the Super Mario RPG was like one of my favorites.
Oh, the original Paper Mario is one of my favorites. Oh.
So, and then like they added the thing where you can like turn to 3D and then turn back to 2D. And
no, that. Just give me the original Paper Mario. But that was the thing. So that's the perfect example of the game that in my head has crystal clear graphics. Because the way they were on that system, they just looked really good. I guarantee if I went back and played it and it looks like Super Mario 64 with just all the blocky.
Honestly, I like the way Super Mario 64 looks.
Oh, it's good. It's good. But it's just not like yeah. Yeah. It's low, like low poly 3D modeling.
Or whatever, it's the lowest poly. Yeah.
But they pulled it off, so.
So I'm trying to think if there's anything else we need to hit. Email Jeremy. He's real sad and lonely.
You can email us at contact@riseofthepodcast.com.
You know, comment down below if there's anything. Like, we're more than happy to communicate with you people at any avenue which is right. Most convenient to you.
There's over 3,000 people who follow the Rise of the Podcast page. They've got to want to interact with us in some capacity.
They just seriously want to be force-fed memes. That's
it. That is it. That's
you can
it.
Contact us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever you want.
We're on Twitter at ROTP Tweets. We've tweeted like one time. We're old and don't know how Twitter works.
Nope.
I'm horrible at Twitter.
If ever we have a TikTok, I'll be surprised, but you never know.
Which is never.
It could be fun. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know.
I'm for it, but I just need a sacrificial device to install it on so the Chinese government doesn't hack my
phone. Yeah, we'll just buy it. You can buy me a new phone, and then we'll turn my crappy old phone
into the Cricket phone. Or the TikTok phone. Cricket. maybe I was thinking of Cricket Wireless. I'll get you a phone
on
Cricket Wireless.
You're thinking of my Cricket. Yeah. The Cricket Amy's borrowing me.
There's too much stuff named Cricket.
There's
a lot of Crickets.
There's a Cricket Jiminy from cricket. Mulan.
Yeah.
Cricky the Cricket. this is something that I wanted to say earlier, and I always forget to say it. It's like, on our ongoing march to try and get to 300 subscribers, we're super close. If you enjoy us, share us with your friends. I'm sure, like, most people that are dorks aren't dorks alone.
Right.
You know, so it's like, if you like what we're doing, you want to share us, like, we want to reach as many people as possible and have as many interactions as possible. Maybe you'll be the person who introduces someone to Jeremy that will email him.
Yes!
He's desperate.
And Jeremy will be forever happy.
A giveaway is next. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's like, should we set some sort of, like, 300 subscriber goal?
Sure.
We should.
So maybe okay, here's what we'll do. We will finally do the video where Jeremy tases himself with a dog collar while Kara does the battery.
Fine.
The battery.
But Jeremy has to be on 8.
Whatever the top setting is, that's fine.
That's 8.
It was 9 because it's 9 volt battery, 9 on a dog collar.
Yeah, it's only 7.
I'm sure we can rig it up to go higher.
Yeah.
That is
we need to do a 4 and a 5 at the same time.
Oh yeah. Balance it out.
Right.
All
right.
So 300 subscriber milestone goal established. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's from an old podcast where we were talking.
Make this a podcast story.
How Kara has never touched a 9 volt battery to her tongue, where everybody else on Earth has. So Jeremy said, so to help mitigate Kara's fear of touching the 9 volt battery to her tongue, he will take a maximum voltage dog training shock collar. At the same time. So that will be the goal once we get to 300 subscribers. Subscribe if you're not already. Ring the notification bell to be notified every time we upload a video. We're going to be going live at some point in the near future. I've been threatening this for a year. It's going to happen.
baby steps. We made another step since last podcast.
Absolutely. That was just waiting for municipal reprisal.
Yes, that's it.
Comment down below anything you want to hear us talk about, what you think of the top 5 things in r/ Star Wars leaks. If there's any other things we should check out on the internet, any other topics you want to hear us talk about. Like this video if you made it this far in. I can't believe that it's the last thing that I mentioned, but if you're this far into it and you don't like it, dislike the video at that point, I guess.
Right?
Throw a dislike on it.
Show us that this isn't the type of content that you want to see. Either way, we just want to interact with you guys. We have so much fun talking about this. Thank you guys so much for watching, and of course,
may the Force be with you.